My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
This is where we currently are. And here's how bad it's been for us. And to Mike's point, the Phillies, this is how good they were, 55-29, but they're 18-21 since the start of July. 18-21. And during this time where we are 22 or 20-22 during that same period, the point is over the last 6 weeks, think about this. In 6 weeks, we only gained one game.
Exactly.
That is the problem. When we were struggling,
we missed it. We missed our opportunity.
And they were struggling. Yep. We had a chance to cut this and have potentially this series mean, you know, hey, maybe a game back or a half game back. We only gained one game in 6 weeks. 404-726-0929. So what happens tonight? To Mike's point, they had the third baseman. He said zero confidence. Who's going to step up? Is it Soler?
Well, I mean, the guy who's been basically the big bear says, get on my back, you know, for another homestand. You know, and I guess you could look at certainly him or, you know, Matt Olson. It'd be nice if Matt Olson could get on a tear. You know, it's just Austin Riley was the one guy who was certainly, you know, most consistent of all the guys. Everybody struggled at one point or another on this team. You guys know that. But, yeah, look, and by the way, if Gio Urshela comes in here and catches some fire, okay. But he, at this stage of his career, guys, he's bounced around the league.
You said he can't hit.
He can't. Well, he can't. Chris, you're a Yankee fan. Can he hit? He used to. You know, a good fielder. Had about 20 home runs. Of course, anybody can hit home runs in that friggin' stadium. But, I mean, that was 4 years ago.
Yeah, when he was with the Yankees, he was actually a pretty solid piece. But he basically...
How long ago are we talking about?
21? 19?
This was 19, 20.
Five years ago?
We're going back a little bit now. He had a season with the Angels where he was decent. But his power production, guys, has just basically evaporated.
Right.
He can't hit
Why are you bringing up old
Well, that's where it's at.
Because it matters.
Because it matters, exactly.
Hey, man. Well, you know what? ATL Livewell's right next door. I got a couple shots we can get him, Carl. We'll get him right back in the power game.
Testosterone?
Go get your – take your game to the extreme! I'm just saying. We can use a little
John
power
Collins
surge.
John Collins 2.0 here? What's going on?
Well, who cares? If they test him after the season's over, who cares? But no, we need some juice. One guy – I had to laugh. Now, God bless Braves fans. You know, there's – like everything else in sports, Carl, you got the hardcore fans and the smart ones and the less smart, and then you got some real nitwits.
Did you just call people dumb?
Why don't we just put Ozuna at first and – oh, so who's going to friggin' DH? You still get the same situation.
Yeah, you still
need. I mean, no, they're not moving Olsen at third, and they're never putting Ozuna at first. They did that in
spring
training. Are
you stupid?
You need a bat.
God bless Dave O'Brien. He has to answer all those questions. I just, you know, laugh at people. But anyway, guys, let's just hope that Gio catches some heat.
Who?
But Gio Urshela.
You just said he can't hit.
Well, not likely.
Let's not give false hope if he can't hit.
Well, here's another thing, false hope. Let's talk about the pitching. Is Ronaldo Lopez going to hit the ground running, or is he going to struggle tonight because he's been on the IL? And then, of course, we got Max Fried in game two against the Phillies. Is Max Fried going to show up? Has that been great? That's a problem, my brother. And then we got Schwellenbach going up against Sanchez. That's the third game on Thursday. But, you know, in the old days, earlier in the season, you'd feel pretty good about Ronaldo Lopez and Max Fried against Philly.
Yeah, my issue with Lopez, it's not an issue. It's a concern, okay? He is approaching his innings total for the last two seasons combined. So every year I tell you that sometimes they watch players and they limit their innings because they don't have or don't want them to be worn out by the end of the year. Well, if you are relying on Ronaldo Lopez to be a guy that you can count on in September, you're going to have to limit his innings. because he is slowly approaching his innings total for combined, Mike, the last two seasons. That's a concern. So I don't know if he's not going to be good, but how long is he going to be good? Because, again, if you look at this rotation and you're telling me those are the two guys that you trust right now, it's Lopez and Chris Sale. Chris Sale's a dog. Then maybe you roll him out there and say, give me five. But I don't expect him to be in there until, you know, eight innings pitching. And that becomes the concern as we continue to try to catch these guys.
And look, you know, Snicker did everything in his power to try to manipulate the innings so you didn't stretch these guys out too much. But as we said, and he said told the media before the West Coast trip, we got to go. No more six-man rotations. I need my guys to pitch, and they got to pitch effectively. So that includes Fried. And look, we all know Fried's this is the ultimate contract year. So I think Fried, it would behoove him to get four nice starts here down the stretch and do something for this team. Come on, brother.
404-726-0929 this hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Visit mancavestore.com. What is our new third baseman's name?
It's Gio Urshela.
He can't hit.
Well, not lately.
Okay.
Well, I mean, if you look at it historically, Carl, his career average is .273.
Oh, okay.
That's respectable.
I guess that is.
Did have decent power numbers in that bandbox at his Yankee Stadium.
Wham, hit.
But not exactly a big slugging guy.
Well, I mean, what's he done lately? I mean, where'd he come from?
In Detroit this year, in 92 games, he batted .243 with an OPS of .619.
Mm.
Five home runs, 37 ribbies.
Mm.
Yeah. 49 strikeouts in 300 at bats.
So this is a change of scenery deal. We need him, and he's going to come in here and help us.
Not that anybody, if we go back to it, I think when we added those pieces like Jorge Soler in 2021, nobody knew those. Let's be honest, no one knew who Soler was. But, this is a guy that, if you get anything from this guy, it's gravy, man. It's gravy on your turkey, okay? Because I just don't expect, if you have no expectations, you can't be disappointed. And they just don't trust the guys in the minors to step up. Nacho's sick. Everybody else is, we got nothing but journeymen as options right now.
You said bums.
Journeyman.
404-726-0929.
This is the offensive equivalent of bringing in a Jake Odorizzi.
Yeah, that's it. Wait, well said. Yeah, a couple years back when all he could find was a guy like Odorizzi.
All right, so with that said, because this is why I wanted to lay this out with Gio.
Right.
What should your expectations be going into this Philly series? See, to Mike's point, if we were healthy, I would be telling you that, in fact, this is the biggest series of the season.
Right.
I don't know if it is because, again, we haven't gotten any traction over the last 6 weeks. When you have a chance to gain ground on guys and you only gain a game over a six-week period from the last time you saw these guys, it just tells you how you've been floundering, right? How you've just kind of been up and down. So what should my expectations be? Turtle? Orn? Mike? What should my expectations be if I'm a Braves fan going into this series?
I mean, Philly coming down here with a bunch of hope. And by the way, make some noise at the stadium. Come on. Let's sit on our hands. Come on. Philly fans coming down here and making all that noise. I think Philly's going to probably take a couple games here. I'd like to be optimistic.
We just got to keep it real. Last year, we kicked their butts. We owned them until the playoffs, and then we lost. That's what the reality was, right?
I mean, can we take two out of three?
Can you?
Well, again, what Lopez shows up, what Fried shows up. Max Fried needs to be better. For his own good, for his contract.
Yeah.
And you just laid out Lopez. They tried to baby him with the innings because he was a relief pitcher, turned back to a starter.
Well, they're getting close. I mean, I don't think they babied him yet, but now you start to look at that if you're going to rely on him. Snit just can't let him go out there and pitch 9-9-9-9-9, which is unlikely anyway. But the fact is, they're.
It's like Howard. 9-9-9.
Yeah, they're going to. Rest in peace. They're going to monitor that. So I don't know. We'll see. Listen. I had all the optimism, and I've said this, nobody cheers harder and is more optimistic about this team than me. But the reality set in about, 6 weeks ago when I told you guys this ain't good. So we are where we are, and here come the Phillies who, again, they're only 8-8 in the month of August. This is not a team that's on fire, but they're getting healthy. JT Realmuto is back. They traded for Austin Hayes. He's pretty damn good. All of a sudden, Mike, things are looking up for the Phillies. And things are not looking up for us.
Well, again, they weren't going to win 120 games. I mean, that's what it looked like at the All-Star break. They came back to earth because, baseball, Carl, the law of averages. At some point, you get a little bit of a cool spell. Bryce Harper had an awful part of end of July, early August, and he got hot again. So, look, they're a team that, their sights are set on the World Series. They feel they blew it last year against the D-backs.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.